Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2017 Reese Senior Bowl with the Illinois standout, Carol Phillips. Great opportunity. Congratulations. What's it like rubbing elbows with GMs and scouts all day?
It's wonderful. You know, you let these guys get to know me, and they learn more new things about myself. And, you know, it's pretty good. Pretty cool down here with these guys. And, you know, we got good talent down here. And, you know, letting these scouts and everybody get to know us.
Definitely. So, yeah. Have you always had the size?
Yes, sir. I came out of high school at 6'2", 220.
Okay.
So, yeah, I always had a decent size for a DN linebacker type guy.
Yeah. How old growing up? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you a kid that better? You just, have you always kind of been the better athlete?
Yeah, I always played with good athletes, I would say. I played DN, running back, things like that, you know, in little league football. So that prepared me for this type of things, you know, coming forward.
So kind of how does Carol Phillips kind of develop into the role that we see now in high school?
Well, I develop more by getting off the ball faster, using my hands, using quickness, you know, using my speed, getting around old linemen and things like that. You know, other than, you know, when I was in high school, I used to get off the ball and try to make a play, you know. at a college level, you got to be faster and quicker. You got to know the scheme that you're in, and you got to play the defense.
Nice. And Carol, I mean, you would know as well as anybody, I mean, playing Big Ten football, that big time football, everybody wants an opportunity to get to Sunday. Play in the NFL. I mean, for you, I know you're not there yet, but I mean, when is this the reality that you know this could happen? When does that kind of sink in?
It's been sinking in when Coach Lovie Smith came to the University of Illinois. I was in the pro style defense, and his whole scrutches was how to be a pro. You know, we train like a pro, work out like a pro, walk like a pro, think like a pro. So that's when I knew that I had the potential to go to the next level.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Carol Phillips, Illinois standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks missed any of this show in its entirety, if you'd like to listen to it again, you always can check it out free at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page at collegetopro.com. If you'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Carol Phillips as he makes his path towards Philadelphia in that April 27th through 29th NFL draft. You excited just to hear that
one? Yes. You see a bright smile on my face when you said that. Thanks for having me on this show.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. And for you, I mean, you kind of touch base on what you did in school that kind of stood out. But if you're in the film with these scouts, I mean, what makes you pop? I mean, what makes you the guy that they're going to want to bring to the team?
My get off, my quickness, and my burst, you know, and running to the ball, you know, making plays in the backfield, things like that, making sacks and things like that. So that would make me stand out on film.
Nice. And you talked about that hybrid kind of defensive and outside linebacker.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you kind of get the same feedback with these teams?
Yes, sir. They asked me, do I drop in coverage, how I feel in coverage and space and things like that. That's what I do. That's what I love to do, rush the quarterback and drop in coverage.
Nice. What goes unnoticed about you? Because I ask this because sometimes film won't reveal certain qualities. Could be leadership qualities, game film study, maybe the defense you ran where you couldn't drop in coverage, you weren't allowed to blitz more. I mean, what do these guys need to know? And they do know a lot about you.
Yes, sir.
Do they need to know about Carol Phillips that's a big bonus?
That, you know, he loves dropping the coverage. That he loves, you know, running to the ball. He loves making plays. He loves talking trash on the field. So, yeah, those things you won't see because we really didn't drop this year like that. And, you know, you can't see us out there talking to each other.
Nice. So you're chatty out there?
Yeah, a little chatty out there. I like talking, getting the old lineman's head a little bit.
Yeah? Do you have a staple saying or just what comes off the top of your head?
Come off the top of my head. Well, I do research on them and, you know, talk about their girlfriend and things like that.
Nice. So you're really digging into it.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Man, that is digging deep.
Yeah.
And for you, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody? Are you kind of patterning yourself after?
Bruce Irvin, Von Miller, Khalil Mack, those type of guys.
Those are good type of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good type of guys to get referenced to, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What do you love about those guys?
That they fast and kick off the ball, you know. They move when the ball moves. You know, I try to do that when I'm on the field as well. They make a lot of plays in the backfield. And those guys are coverage. Getting coverage, going coverage, you know, at any time. So, yeah.
I always look at guys that are kind of sack artists, sack masters, if you will. I kind of compare you guys to dunk masters. You got your Dominique Wilkins back in the day when I was growing up, Michael Jordan, Clyde Drexler, Jerome Kersey, all those guys. I mean, what's that staple move? I mean, if you have the repertoire of sack moves, what's the home run move for you? What's going to get you a 50 on the dunk contest?
Spin move, spin back inside, spin out, you know, just to get to the quarterback, doing things, just to get the quarterback, keep my feet moving, things like that.
Nice. And you're down here, obviously, Senior Bowl week. You get to kind of get to it. When's the last time you played?
Well, back when we played Northwestern, we lost. So that was the end of our season. So, yeah.
You're excited to?
Yeah, I'm excited to get back in gear, you know, get back running and jumping and tackling people and making more sacks and things in the backfield, showing these coaches what I can do out here.
Definitely.
Live in person.
Were you doing your combine prep?
XP, Tony Villani.
Oh, Tony does fantastic.
Yeah, Boca Raton, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been down there?
I've been down there for 3 weeks.
Have you seen it change yet?
Yeah, I'm moving faster. You know, my explosive is going up, and I'm getting bigger a little bit.
Yeah, so does Carroll Phillips, come on, tell the truth, you kind of peek at the mirror a little bit more, attacking yourself?
Yeah, yes, sir. Sometimes I walk around with my shirt off, you know. I try to look a little buff a little bit.
There you go. Hey, that's what you got to do. Once again, Carroll here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. A couple of real questions before you let we go. We always like to end on a lighter note. You ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall stuff?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, this is usually the question you guys give the most thought to.
Okay.
And I think it's your favorite question, or at least usually it's the favorite question of our guests. Female celebrities, Carol. You can take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat. Who's that special lady going to be?
Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, Kiki Palmer. I'll take all those females out to eat.
I hear those ladies quite often, their names all come up.
Yeah,
Rihanna comes up.
Yeah. Megan Good.
Yeah, Megan. I would personally choose Megan, I think.
Yeah.
But then again, they're all franchise picks.
Yeah, you know she married, right?
Chipotle.
Dinner,
man. It's not like a romantic yacht thing. It's just, you know, we're going to grab a bite to eat. I mean, I could ask her about her album or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's no different than I'd be like, hey, if you could take out any prospect from the 2017 Senior Bowl for a quick bite to eat, I'd be like, I'm going to grab dinner with Carol. We'll talk about the game. So.
Yeah, no problem. I'm joking.
And then take us inside that Illinois locker room. This is a big hit or miss.
Okay.
Sometimes you guys have a ton of them. Sometimes you have a none. We're talking nicknames. Who had the most bizarre nickname?
My nickname was Wildman. It still is Wildman. I had that name ever since I was younger, playing Little League football, and college, high school. These guys call me Wildman, and people that I don't meet, that just now meeting me, they ask me why you call you Wild Man. You know, I had that name since I was young, playing Little League football. I always been wild on the field, so that name just stuck with me.
Excellent stuff. We'll end the show with the Wild Man, and then the final question. Now, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He does the paint jobs on the cleats and themes them out. So if you could have any theme on your shoes, what would you want to put on there?
I don't know this character name. Beep Beep.
Nah, I don't know Beep Beep.
Oh, man.
What's he from?
He on a cartoon show. I'll switch to another set. The Flash.
Alright.
Yeah, I like The Flash.
Okay.
When I see you again, I'll let you know what cartoon that was.
Okay, I'll look it up, man.
Yeah.
When we post it up.
Like a rooster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, we want to give a big shout out again to Carol Phillips. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We always like to stay humble. Stay hungry, be blessed.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.